What have kind of you seen in him, you know, progression-wise since he came out of the Tampa Bay Derby? And talk about just the decision to go ahead and come in here off the 8 weeks. It's just kind of unproven ground.
You know, we are tickle pink. I don't try to overthink that. I think every week in the last 3 weeks, we've seen a better horse. And that's what we were predicting we'd see. You know, he had four stiff races every month. And we just didn't think he needed another one. And we think we're going to take our best shot on May 7th.
Well, considering we've seen a lot of so-called milestones fall in recent years, you know, everybody used to swear by three, now two works as a trend. People used to think you couldn't come off of 5 weeks, and that's been done. Do you feel like this is just another thing of, you know, it's not that it can't work, it just hasn't really been tried as much?
I really think everybody's putting too much into what it takes to get to the Derby. I think every horse is different. Every situation is different. I mean, if Destin didn't have four races in 4 months, we probably would have had a race in, you know, a month out. But in the situation he was in, we felt like the best shot to take our best shot on May 7th was not running him a month out.
You just felt that another race would sort of put him over the top, or is it a weight issue, or is it?
No, just sometimes when you ask for A races for these young growing horses too many times, you know, where are they going to say no? And we wanted him best on Kentucky Derby Day, and we didn't need the points, so there was no pressure in doing that. So I like our chances going a mile and a quarter.
Of course, handicapping is about saying what the past will predict about the future, and even though it's a small sample, you have to go way back to find a horse that didn't run a mile and eighth before winning the Kentucky Derby. Not so much the spacing, but is that a concern at all?
It's not for us. I think Todd Fletcher's the greatest trainer in America, and he has no problem running a horse in 6 weeks or 8 weeks off. And like I say, there was no pressure in trying to get points. There's so many big races a month out that you want to win. They're career races. You know, the Arkansas Derby, the Bluegrass, these are races that you would all love to win. In our situation, we felt like this horse has a shot in the Kentucky Derby, and there's races behind that, and it was worth taking our, being more patient and having him ready at his best today.
When did he start showing you signs that he might have the potential to be this kind of horse? I know Todd admittedly said last year he maybe thought some of his two-year-olds were kind of slow to come around. When did this horse start giving you guys, you know, the key indications?
Well, we've given this horse, we pointed for this race when we bought him. We did not take him to Saratoga because we wanted to make a Derby horse out of him. Thankfully, he kept saying yes. So we're tickled that he's been to plan to perfect. I mean, we wanted to start him in October, and we wanted to get the number of races we got out of him, and it's been perfect. So we couldn't have drawn it up any better.
That's unusual for you to make a plan in racing and actually have it go
exactly
to plan, especially saying this is going to be our Derby horse, and look, he's
with
our Derby
yearling
horse. Yeah.
So that'll tell you how good the horse is.
Yeah.
You know that he's said yes every day from when we started.
So even going into the Tampa Bay Derby, you were thinking this might be his last race before the Kentucky Derby, or was that a call made after the fact?
It was a call made after the fact. But when he showed that big of a progression in that race, we didn't feel like he needed another race to move forward. Mm. We thought we could. We saw enough there that with Todd's skill as a trainer, he didn't need another race to get better.
And you had to love his stablemate Outwork thing going on and winning the Wood Memorial after finishing second in the Tampa Bay Derby.
And we knew how good Outwork was. he's probably one of Todd's best workhorses all winter long. So we knew how good he was.
So if he judges his horse by the company he keeps, you guys are sitting pretty right now.
Absolutely. Outwork and the horse he worked with today are tremendous horses.
So what was his story at the sale? Was he on your list and you picked him out? Or how did you go about coming by him, and what did you like about him then?
I mean, he just ticked everything that we look in for a horse. I like a good size, very athletic, smart, classy colt. And he checked all those boxes and went 4, 5, 6 times to go see him, and every time we looked at him, we liked him more so. We're tickle pink to get him.
So this is going to be your second Derby starter, right? Behind
third.
Third one. I mean, you got. I said, relatively speaking, you guys haven't been doing this that long. That's pretty impressive to already be up to your third starter at this point.
We're very fortunate so far. So,
who am I missing? Mission Impassable.
Vince Aramis.
Oh, yeah.
Also so. Used the Tampa Bay Derby.
Yes, yes. He was kind of our B horse. Constitution at the time was our A horse, and he hurt his shin going in, so...
Getting back to the point of how tough it is to execute a plan.
Absolutely. Extremely tough.
Where's the name come from?
His mother's name is Dream of Summer. So just trying to find a cool name that fit. Would love the name Destin. And it also means a fate, his fate. So so I like that that part. So hopefully it's our fate
to win the contest. A fate and a plan.
Exactly.